too many brands. That's one complaint about American auto companies. And in fact, unless you're an ardent car nut or a forensic scientist, it's almost impossible to know who owns what.
Not only do the car companies have lots of brands, the globalization of the business has led to a lot of shuffling of ownership.
So let's start with the biggest of the big three, GM, and perhaps its most recognizable brand, Chevrolet.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Under the GM name, there is also Buick, Pontiac, Cadillac, and GMC. GM dropped its Oldsmobile brand 5 years ago, and it's closing Saturn and trying to sell Saab and Hummer.
Plus, GM owns a 10% share of the Italian carmaker Fiat, the very same company that Chrysler is now trying to merge with. And speaking of Chrysler, its brands include Dodge.
The all-new Dodge Durango.
Chrysler also owns Jeep, and it shed its Plymouth brand in 2001.
Are you built Ford tough?
Along with their namesake brand, Ford's other brands, or Marks, as they're known in the industry, are Lincoln and Mercury. Ford owns the Swedish company Volvo, a small share of Aston Martin, and they have a joint development and production agreement with, guess who? Fiat.
Okay, so what about Fiat? Well, along with their namesake brand, identified mostly with small, fuel-efficient cars, Fiat is also behind three names that produce instant lust in car enthusiasts everywhere. Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and Ferrari.